next one's a variance from the rear yard setback requirement with within Sussex Shores, unit number 44. This is east of Pennsylvania Avenue, south of Irish Road. I was looking for that. This is the one with the
built the deck.
The town, yeah, this is the one with the deck.
Did it over again.
Yeah, or no, the, yeah, the 2 foot in it.
Yeah.
The, it was the old one. It was, deteriorated that they had, you know, they'd taken down and the condominium or townhouses, I guess.
Yeah.
And I read that one, Charles. Look how much what I had.
Was it determined that the proper applicant applied for it, or it should have been the condominium association?
That was something I think we just decided we weren't going to get in the middle of.
That was one question we'd asked, and the next one was about the permit. Was that permit before it started? It came in for research. That you said also, like, we really couldn't get in that legality part. We're like, who was the, what, 1/5 owners and 1/6 owners? That,
yeah, it's,
I read all that.
It's
stuff
getting
on
into
and,
the same kind of analysis we have with the private restrictions, and we can't sit and try to interpret that stuff.
Yeah, it would be hard.
They have their other remedies, you know, if need be, if the council wants to enforce something.
Right, the council would.
Their own council.
Yeah, so I mean their own council down there, but not us or our council.
I think when somebody comes in here, we have to assume that they've got the authority to be there and do that. And
mm-hmm.
You know, anything beyond that, then we're going to have to start doing things entirely different. We're going to have to get affidavits from everybody who applies for something. And,
sure.
You know, every agent who comes in here, we're going to need to see a power of attorney. And if we get into that, we're...
I think that's a very legal aspect.
That's getting way beyond, I think, what we need
man.
To be doing.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, they come in and you've got so many people there, and you know, the applicant, they try to get up with somebody, and they may not be there. They're out, and they're back. Like you just said, how do I know? Who's the other four at?
Right, it kind of puts us in the position of trying to be a court, and that's not what you're supposed to be doing.
No, I don't want to.
You don't get paid enough for that.
If I did though, that we're letting you do that for us. So really, then, so the only issue then before us is if, in fact.
It's basically the merits of the
presentation and
the deck or the encroachment.
Right. Actually, yeah, just the merits of the encroachment.
Treat it as you do every other application.
Well, I mean, I wanted to ask you those questions. I wanted to get them out because I read all that and tried to go through it, and I couldn't determine all that on the association.
Rick, are we leaving ourselves open? Let's say if we approve this, when somebody else do it, then you keep right on doing it then, wouldn't you?
Well, they can, Brent, but on the other hand, it's like, you know, Swan Keys, if they're unhappy, you know, if you grant a variance for something and it still violates their restrictions, they have an independent remedy.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know.
So like, whatever, yeah.
This is a zoning-related issue. That's not, you know, not a corporate law issue or a you know, condominium issue.
Did you take a look at that again. You were going to. Did you get an opportunity?
Yeah, I looked at it several times. I'm by there most every day.
Right.
I don't know. The applicant seemed to meet the guidelines for the association.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed to think he was doing right, but whether or not he was, I don't know.
Right.
The association. What was your main complaint?
The main complaint that evening, that's why I just asked Mr. Burrell, I went back home and I read it that late that evening, was that they, in fact, had started without a permit, but then they had a letter where they had sent to one person. They was, where they were from, well, they were at point A and point B wasn't there. I think they couldn't get together. Not that maybe they didn't try, that's their contention. And then that there were six of them together that they all, that was against the association to apply for the permit. Or like Mr. Broadside just asked him, do we rule on who should apply? And I mean, Mr. Mills addressed that also, didn't you, John? Who be. And then Mr. Burrow said, no, it's just, you know, one merit of it, so. If we do it that way, we just, you know, I went down, I did go look at, I mean, we tell you, look good, they turned it, that it's covered, the, it's outside your air conditioning, it was dilapidated.
I don't see where it's out of the, what we ordinarily approve. The alley, I believe, is the paper alley.
Right, it's a paper alley, I think, yeah, but the gentleman did say. I mean, I looked at him, what I seen it, it looked, I mean, it looked nice. It was, you know, it was an improvement to it, and as you just said, if the rest of them, they follow suit, they come in, if they want it, fine, if they don't, but that's not part of the judgment or the decision making, right? But I did go back, so. Quite a bit of time with it. The legal issues really had me baffled for a while, but I thank you for helping Mr. Burrow, he's getting that straightened out. So, gentlemen, is there any further discussion? Everybody?
The only thing that I would say, and I did get in there and look at it, is that with it being a townhouse or whatever you wanna call it.
Right.
And identical rear yards there as far as decks and everything, it's a little different, in my opinion, than it is an individual house.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is some conformity and uniformity to the back of the townhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at it from that respect, but.
Right.
It doesn't sound like they would ever get, you know, equal agreement on.
No, unless.
On any improvement.
Unless it's just standardized what is already there.
Right.
So, and.
That's a good point.
And it does cover the AC unit.
Mm-hmm.
I did see that.
Yep.
That looks nice. And it's a shame that, you know, this couldn't be worked out. Well, I'll leave it there.
Well, no, I brought that question up to myself, like you're saying, could you get all six to agree, or can you get four to agree, or three to agree? And that goes back to what Mr. Burrow said, we're just again on the merits of,
yeah,
you know, the case, you know, presented, because I doubt you could, maybe you couldn't, so.
But certainly unique.
It is unique, it was dilapidated, well, not, I guess, maybe that's too harsh, and whatever, it looks nice the way they fixed it.
The situation, I think, is unique.
Yep.
And
I feel
I think
so.
It enables reasonable use of property.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see where it alters the essential character of the neighborhood. And I think a minimum to afford relief. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 9473.
Do I have a second to that motion? And Chair will ask for a call for a second to the motion. Is there any further discussion needed? Mr. McCabe?
Well, before you do the discussion, you've got the motion pending,
oh, okay.
And I think you either have to conclude that there's
okay.
Since there's no second and the motion fails for lack of a second, now you can, then you can start entertaining some additional discussion if you want.
Okay. Motion will fail because of no second. Now, we'll go again for any further discussion then.
I agree with Jeff. I think it's out of character. I mean, are the other ones, he's changing it up, and just out of character that.
Okay. So that's when you feel it's out of character then, okay?
Well, I struggle with that to some degree, but I believe because it is a townhouse, it puts it somewhat out of character, and it was created by the applicant, so therefore it doesn't meet those two criteria, in
okay.
My opinion. So.
Okay. Mr. McCabe?
I'm not going to be voting.
Okay. We go down here then, one not voting.
Ron not voting?
Yeah, Ron's not gonna vote. He's not voting, so.
Yeah, I don't need any more time. I don't know about the rest of you.
Okay. All right, then. Ron, I got one not voting.
You need to look at it more.
I didn't look at it, but.
You didn't get to look at it?
I didn't get a chance to look at it.
Would you wanna do that before you vote again? I mean, now you're gonna vote, you're ready to vote. Mr. Mills, Mr. McCabe not voting. Ron said he is, and you, you know, you turn off, what do you wanna, if you wanna do that, up to you.
I didn't look at it, but I can vote right now, really, I mean, but.
Okay.
If I need to look.
No, we didn't. Mr. Mills is comfortable. Ron is.
You look at, you did look at it, right, Joe?
It's up to you. If I take a chance, if you want it.
All right, let's be fair, let's table it to the next one. I'll go down and look at that.
Okay. Do you make that a motion?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Workman, a second by Mr. Hudson. Excuse me, John. That we will table case number 9473 into our next regular meeting, which will be June the 5th. At such time, we will vote. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Next one is Tile Market of